Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites and don't miss a second. Whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Brian Baldinger, who joined us yesterday at noon. And said Nick Bosa is a future DPOY Defensive Player of the Year. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, or hey Google, play 95.7 The Game. We're talking Lynch here as he's just signed a new five-year extension. He's locked up through 2024, but the people want to know, and more so Dan in the 510 wants to know, what's up with Guru and his TV? Did he return his TV yesterday, or did the Geek Squad reschedule their appointment with Daryl the Guru Johnson?
Now, I caught a little heat yesterday when I got off, fellas. It was my daughter, my beautiful daughter, Milana. It was her 15th birthday, and we had dinner here at the house, so I couldn't go. I will go today as soon as we get off, though. It's already in the box.
Happy birthday to your daughter, Goo.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
How old is she?
Yeah. 15.
15 years old.
Sophomore year in high school?
Yes, sir. Lincoln Steiny. Well, they'll be distant learning, so.
Yeah. Same with mine. Mine's gone to ninth
grade. No volleyball. She's a big volleyball player. No volleyball this year. That already got canceled. Yeah.
She looks like she's a baller, too, when it comes to volleyball. Yeah. What does she play?
She tall, Goo?
Yeah. She tall. She's a big girl, so she plays the center, you know, where the she spikes them. They throw it up.
Okay, she's playing right at the net.
A little bit of Shaq.
I got a volleyball question.
Go ahead.
Don't you have to rotate in volleyball?
Or was you that can.
Something we had to do in gym class when I was a kid?
No, well, you don't have to. They kind of do it. Yeah, you don't have to, though.
So she don't can they stay sub up you out, though? Every play?
Yeah, and they do, yeah. So they'll be like two or you know, it ain't a CYO to where everybody's got to play, but they'll sub and move you around. Like, she's a great server, but she don't get to serve as much, and I get mad at the games like,
because that keeps Serena's her on the back.
Back
there.
Yeah, right.
Keeps
exactly.
her in the back end, yep.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, so they'll sub in with his, get in, Milan. I'm like, okay, let me have to write an email.
From what I remember covering volleyball, doesn't she play, like, all the positions at the net? She plays on, like, the right side, then the middle, then the left side. And if the coach is like, you know what, I don't want her in the back end, they could basically sub her out.
Yeah,
it's
no doubt.
Kind of those rotations.
Yeah, exactly. Because every point they'll move around, you know, when somebody else serves.
So you do have to rotate. Right. But if you're somebody who's great at the net, moving to the back, sub.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Some of the pairs get bad.
And what's the player with the special jersey? The libero? What is it called? When they have the special jersey, everybody's wearing the white jersey.
I haven't
and
seen
the captain
one.
Has like a dark jersey. I don't know. I was libero.
Well, I don't know. That's college. Maybe that's college.
No, it's high school too. I covered high school.
Oh, wow.
And
but I'll tell
libero.
You.
There you go.
Okay.
A libero.
But I'll tell you what I never liked and still don't.
What is that?
The goalies in soccer getting to wear a different shirt.
That's
what's
awesome,
that all about?
Dude. They got a stressful job.
I have a strong opinion.
In what other sport does a guy on the team get to wear a different uniform? Michael Jordan didn't even have the guts to do that. Come on, soccer.
I kind of like it, though, Stoddy.
You watch. There'll be a legitimate reason for it, and the text line is just going to hammer me.
Well,
considering that you hang out with Dan Dibley so much, I'm surprised he hasn't broken that down to you.
Yeah, let me check my texts, actually. Although that would mean he's listening to the show.
How many games have you been to him, Odell, Coach, and Dibs? Have you supported him? Have you been to any live games?
No.
What are friends for?
Dude, I haven't. My daughter played soccer, so I was at all her games. They played a lot in the same.
I'm not going to be here.
I'm back off, Stoney. I'm back off. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know what time it is, Guru. You know, Kyle, producer Kyle, saying that it's because the keeper, the reason why he wears a different jersey, or he or she, they wear a different jersey because they're the only players who can use their hands.
So, we know that. They're the goalie.
And it helps. But you got to help the referees out. They may get confused. Referees are blind out there, man. You know, so you got to wear something bright, let the refs know. So there we go. We talk a little soccer, volleyball here. We do it all here on BSG.
Let me start here with Chet, with Lynch. Tell me what you think of this. So, because now I'm fascinated by the time here, because 3 years. So after 3 years of Jim Harbaugh, Jed already couldn't stand him and vice versa. There's no doubt. Jim Harbaugh was the kind of guy that when he walked into the room, he just dominated it. He, you know, we've heard the stories about him chastising Jed. Jim Harbaugh is the kind of guy that, like, if he's your boss, you just don't know day to day what the day's going to be like. So now I'm envisioning Lynch and Shanahan for the last 3 years, especially Lynch, but Shanahan too, two complete grown-ups, two guys who have a lot of maturity, two guys who clearly are more well-rounded than just football guys. Like, I could totally see how Jed is like, this is the building I want to walk into every day, not one where I walk into it and it's Harbaugh and who knows what he's up to today or who he's mad at or who he's talking to or not talking to.
I'm a football guy.
Steiny, you're right. And there's Harbaughs in the corporate world. You know, people like that have that big personality and sometimes they turn into a bully or try to be. But I'll say this right now, Bonte, if you're a Niner fan or you're affiliated with the organization, you are proud right now that you got the hottest, if I can use this word, the hottest tandem between a GM and head coach right now. And when you hear their interviews and Lynch with the pedigree of not just playing, but being around big personalities, Warren Sapp and the rest of the gang, he knows what he's doing when it comes to the people skills. And I love Harbaugh personally, so I don't know firsthand if he was that, you know, abrasive with people, but it wasn't football that ran him off. It was what Steiny just talked about. I don't want to call it play the game, but Shanny and Lynch are real. It's working right now, and they're hot. And I just feel like, you know, it's what the Giants did when they won the World Series. They went all in and euphoria, writing checks. I don't think it's that way. I just think that York is looking like I got a brilliant mind in the head coach, and I got a guy that can work with him in Lynch. And it's a match made in heaven.
You know, think about to the Harbaugh days and the way, he ran hot and he had the locker room basically divided, especially after he ran
can't
hot.
Tell, like,
and,
your boss to get out the look, room.
He did the same thing at Stanford. You hear the same stories at Stanford where he basically wore out his welcome. And you know what? It divided the locker room with the Alex Smith and Kaepernick move. But it also, you have to have a relationship with your general manager. If you're a head coach, you have to have that relationship. You think of Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis down in New Orleans. You think of Belichick and whoever the hell was working up there in New England. Ballard and Frank Wright in Indianapolis. And then Lynch and Shanahan. Trent Baalke and Harbaugh did not get along after a while. Those guys, you hear the stories, they would get on the elevator and would say a damn thing to each other. This is the GM and the head coach.
You got to Google it.
And so it felt like, you got to Google it. It felt like Jed York had picked Trent Baalke at the time. And a lot of fans like myself weren't happy about it because you felt like Harbaugh did a lot more and Trent Baalke had a lot of success with Scott McLuhan's draft picks and his draft board. So he did run hot. And look, give Jed credit again. He has grown up. A move like this tells me that he has grown up and he says, you know what? I have some guys here who's likable. They're personable. The players like him. The players didn't quit on him after the first two seasons. I'm going to stay out the way and keep these guys locked in because stability is something we haven't really had around here, especially after Mariucci. Think about all the coaches. Dennis Erickson, Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, Jim Tom Sula, Harbaugh. Then you go back to Tom Sula, Chip Kelly. You need stability in the NFL to be successful. So this is a good move by you. The more and more I think about it, it is a good move. But I wonder, fellas, what's the next step now for the 49ers? They're now locked up for the next 5 to 6 years. What is the next step? Obviously, that's hoisting a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
But if they don't get that Lombardi trophy, then how are these contracts justified? Do they have to be in contention every year? Do they have to be in the thick of it? I mean, what is the next step now for Lynch and Shanahan? Because now the bar's been set high. The bar's been set high, and the expectations are through the roof now for the 49ers.
I think that, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. They become kind of the Pittsburgh Steelers of, you know, of the last, let's say, you know, before the last year or two, you know, their little 5-10 year run where they're just always there. I also think, here's what I also think where you have to be realistic. The bar's set high. The only way, you know, they got to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
But I think smart executives understand that there you can't – it's not just about winning a Super Bowl. The first thing you have to do is start getting there more and more consistently. So if the 49ers next year go 10-6 and they don't win the division – they win the wild card, lose their next – it's like, yeah, we may – oh, they didn't win it. That's a – no, it's not actually. Because now they're still – now for 2 years in a row, they've been one of the top 5 to 8 teams in the NFL. How do they get higher? At that point, you just keep trying to manipulate and get better, and then 1 year – you get some breaks, and it happens for you. I mean, not every team can be the Warriors of the last 5 years where you just were better than everybody else and titles are going to come relatively easy. Like, that's an anomaly. So, basically, it's to be, you know, it's to make the playoffs in, you know, 3 out of the next 4 years, maybe 4 out of the next 5, win the division a couple, and, you know, win some playoff games and hope you have a big year where you win it all.
Yeah, and it comes with the territory. And for me, I'm giving them the 5-year plan. But at the end of the day, you want to be a mainstay when it comes to the playoffs. You know, I think of the Patriots. You mentioned the Steelers. Teams that you know, no matter what's going on, when the playoffs start, you could pencil that team in it. You know, they could win the division. They could get in wild card. But you want that continuity. And I'm going to say this, Bonte, it comes with the territory. Now you got this deal, you got the security, you went to the Super Bowl, and even without the contract, people want you to go right that wrong. And in the next 5 years, if you tell me the Niners don't get a Super Bowl, I won't say, oh, Kyle Shanahan's the worst coach, but I will shake my head like I thought the arrow was, I mean, drastically just, it was ready. It was pointing up. So give me an NFC championship, a couple of NFC championships, and a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Because, Steiny, you got to strike while the iron is hot.
Okay.
And so right now the Niners, basically what some will say, favored to go next year, this upcoming
basically
season.
Basically what you're saying is if the 49ers go to the playoffs 4 out of the next 5 years.
Okay.
One time they make it to the Super Bowl, lose again. And now you're like, I thought his star was ascending. You know who you just did? That's what you just said about Andy Reid. You just gave up on Andy Reid, bro. How do you feel about that? Andy Reid was the same guy.
Right.
Like,
but he.
Right. So in 5 years, you're saying if Shanahan doesn't win a Super Bowl, he will not have, like, what? Are you going to fire him?
No, not at all. I would be surprised. Okay, and I'm saying Andy Reid got his Super Bowl, Steiny, because I know we got into it. But at the end of the day, he got a Super Bowl, and he had to take those bullets. He heard, why can't you get the big one? You're getting to the NFC Championship three times. You know, you lost the Super Bowl. So that comes with the territory. But you can't tell me right now.
It comes with the territory because people aren't thinking it out. That's my point. Andy Reid has always been a hell of a coach. Gotcha. A hell of a coach. To me, it was never, can he win the big one? It's like, I think he can win the big one if stuff falls into place. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Like,
right.
To me, Kyle Shanahan is going to be a hell of a – like, I mean,
so
yeah,
how are you judging him without winning it, Steiny? That's what I'm asking you.
It'll be without winning it. It'll be without winning it the first 7 or 8 years of his career. How long's Andy Reid been an NFL coach? 15 years?
Long time. Yeah. Longer than
I'm
that,
saying,
Steiny.
Like, 8 years feels like a long time, but let's see how it plays out. Like, and I'm not saying if he doesn't win it, we should be celebrating that.
Right.
But I'm certainly not going to be killing him, especially unless there are some specific things that have cropped up year after year. Yeah. You know, it's like the equivalent of a guy who can't make a big shot. Yeah, that's different. If there's a guy, but I think you want consistency right now in a big way, and I think they got a shot at it, especially with Seattle falling, and Arizona not.
I don't see Seattle falling.
I see, yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, I got to stop right
falling?
There.
No, I think
Seattle
this move
with Pete
Adams
Carroll
is everything.
And John Schneider. I mean, Russell Wilson is still in his prime, right? DK
Metcalf
is entering his second
man.
Year. Chris Carson. They've got backs. And I get it. The salary cap looks like a mess. It looks like a mess. But that's a team that will wheel and deal to try to keep in contention.
No
I don't think we can write Seattle off yet until
they're
dead.
No. I'm not writing them off yet.
Oh,
I'm starting to write them off in a couple years.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I think their salary cap situation is untenable. Nevertheless, and their draft combined with their draft.
And
no, but that's what I mean.
Pete Carroll may be moving on, no doubt. Pete Carroll may be moving on in 2 or 3 years. He's old.
But this is what I mean. This is what I mean about big picture. It's like the Niners are really good right now. You know what? Seattle, it's winding down, I think, next 2 or 3 years. Now you got Arizona. Arizona's coming, but they're still behind you right now. So it's like I think they have an opportunity for consistency. And you know what? Maybe Seattle has a great year and they win the division next year and the Niners go 11-5 in a wild card. Okay, that's going to be tough and they probably won't be able to do it. But then you know what? You come back next year and Seattle does this and you're like, well, we got to win the division this year. We got to win the division. And there is a sense of, If the 49ers miss the playoffs the next 2 years, 2 or 3 years, well, then it's like these guys could get fired. But if they go 10-6, make the wild card, then the next year win the division, they're set. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then they're set. And I just think you got to almost – I know you can come out of nowhere. I guess that's basically what the Chiefs did.
Right.
But
and the Niners.
I think you got to
The Chiefs were – Yeah, but the Chiefs
That's
were
true,
in the playoffs.
Boo, I didn't even think
before.
About that.
Yeah, the Niners came out of nowhere.
Right, but the Chiefs have been in the playoffs a year before. Yeah, they're the AFC Championship.
With another
they're
quarterback.
They're in the playoffs
right,
the previous 2 years. They've been in the playoffs basically with Andy Reid 4 of his 5 years. But here's the thing that I think is creeping back into the minds of 49er fans. And this text from the 415 kind of hits the nail on the head here. In San Francisco, it's always about winning the Super Bowl. We know when we have a playoff team. And that's, you know what? And I'm not saying that's right, but that's something that crept into the minds of 49er fans midway through last year to where all of a sudden, no. We got to win the whole damn thing. And if we don't win the whole damn thing, it's a disappointment. And so goalposts have moved. They have changed here. But I know where Steiny's getting to. You want to become the Baltimore, the Pittsburgh, the New England. The New Orleans, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You want to be. Who else? Who else is in that category?
Well, see,
I mean, it's Seattle. You want to be in contention. You want to be in the thick of it.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to be in the thick of it.
Will that be good enough?
That is good enough. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be good enough for the fans or not.
That's what he's saying.
It's certainly not going to get those guys fired.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
In other words, they're going to reach a point, let's just say 3 or 4 years ago, three or four years from now, the Niners are they're consistently good, whatever that means. They've been consistently good, and maybe they haven't won a Super Bowl. Well, guess what? They're going to get another contract extension at that point. I'd be shocked if they wouldn't, because I find it hard to believe that they'd had gotten to that point and were saying, yeah, Lynch and Shanahan, they just don't have what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Well, not yet. There's still plenty of time. Here's the other thing I was thinking. You know, we always say you want to be New England,
Yeah.
And I saw this text, and the texter's absolutely right. A couple people said, the NFC West is a beast. How many wins a year? You know, when you start looking at the Patriots' record over the year, 13-3, 14-2, 12-4, 14-2.
They had a horrible division.
You know, it's like they get three wins a year against garbage.
Yeah.
They got three, four wins.
You can say six wins.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
no doubt.
You know, the 49ers, what were they last year in the division? They were 5-1. Split
they lost
with Seattle.
One game. Yeah, one game.
But think about that 5-1. They had two good games against the Cardinals, and
the
Rams too. I mean, so
that could have been five losses right there.
Exactly. That's
five
exactly
losses.
What
could
I'm
have
saying.
Lost both Arizona games.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So if the 49ers ever put, go ahead.
Go ahead, Stoney. Go ahead. Get that for last.
No, I was like, if the 49ers ever do anything like New England's done, it'll be more impressive because the division right now is really good.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. And you got to figure it starts at the quarterback position. What can they do at the quarterback position? Is Jimmy Garoppolo now going to be married to Lynch and Shanahan for the next 5 years? That's what I'm eager to see. Hey, look, I see some calls here on the list. Robster and Bill. Robster and Bill, will get you on the other side here. We got to run. Stay on hold. We'll get you on the other side. 888-957-9570. What are you now expecting from Lynch and Shanahan, now that they are tied up through 2024, 888-957-9570, and is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mark Davis, a former Cy Young winner, still works with the Kansas City Royals, will join us at 12 o'clock. He's a main instructor for big league coaching. He'll talk about that, plus what's going on in the game of baseball, including what happened last night in Houston, Texas, with the Dodgers and the Astros. Joe Kelly, was he wrong? Was he right? Did you like what Joe Kelly did, throwing over the head of Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa? We'll get into that in the 12 o'clock hour. But John Lynch, last hour it was announced by Adam Schefter and Mike Garofalo of NFL Network that John Lynch has signed an extension, a five-year extension through 2024. Was it the right move for the 49ers? Was it premature? 888-957-9570. Fellas, let's get to the phone lines here. A lot of people want to talk about the Niners and John Lynch. Let's go to Robster in Oakland, who has some thoughts about John Lynch. What's up, Robster?
Hey, I'm going to get right to the point. The first time I called since last year after we won the division, I called and I was ribbing you guys because you didn't feel the 49ers could do it. I had to go a whole off season of misery and pain. And I get to the I've gotten over it. Let's go. And now they're giving me more misery and pain because what's wrong with Adams? What was wrong with Jalen Ramsey last year? Two number ones. They're not number ones. They're number twos. We would have taken that 32 if they had Jalen Ramsey last year, but I'm over that. Why didn't we get Adams this year? Two number ones. They're really not number ones. A golden pick is Bosa at number two. Ramsey at number four. Adams at number six. Those are golden picks. These picks at 32, that's aluminum. Give them two of them. You know? So, and what about the receiver room? It's a room.
So you're not happy about Jamal Adams, Robster?
You open it up, and there's nobody in there. Huh. So, what about AB? Dick Chess. I'd give that man $20 million guaranteed for 2 years, a couple of million dollars money for incentives. And Shanahan's offense, with Debo coming back, oh, if he's suspended 2 or 3 weeks, so what? You're getting back by the time you get Debo back. And now we're rolling. I don't want to go through, I don't want to feel this way anymore. So the 49ers need to make a move. I don't care about you signing Lynch. Lynch had 2 or 3 years left. I don't care about that. I want a Super Bowl. I want a Super Bowl right now. You 2 or 3 years, this guy come up, that guy's due, this guy's due, and 2 years. Well, you got 2 years. That's our window. You lost one last year when you lost it. And I don't want to talk about that no more. But the 49ers have to step their game up and stop playing with the team, stop playing with the fans, and get something done. You need a player in there who can impact your team like an all-star player. You got an all-star team, you need an all-star player. You missed on Adams. Please don't miss on Brown. You know, I thank y'all for letting me vent, man.
Anytime, Robster. You want to call a vent every single day? You are more than welcome. Man, I feel like Rob deserves a free slice of pizza out there in the town. What a call. I mean, he wants big chest.
Brown.
AP.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. You want for free in the bay. Shocking.
Dude, Robster.
Hope your birthday is cool, man.
Damn, he felt the pain in his voice. He wants to Super
But the
Bowl.
Rat on the... Stiney.
Care
the,
about Lynch.
The rat on the table... Is have the Niners done enough to address the wide receiver situation going into this season? And I wonder if that's where, you know, he's not by himself, but okay, Debo may not be there week one, but we haven't really even got to how that can weaken this team. Like,
oh, I don't know.
They're all,
I don't know.
They're all
hurt. I don't know. They moved up in the draft to get a wide receiver. I'd say they addressed it.
No, I'm talking about since Debo got hurt. Like, what are you going to do to replace him?
Nothing. He's not gone yet. Why would you replace him?
Okay, I hear you.
Oh, he's what? Funny
to me, he's going to miss some games. That's
okay.
I don't know how many.
Okay, let's say he misses 4 games. Okay.
That could cost you a division if you go 2-2.
Okay, so you want to go sign Antonio Brown? I mean, what do you want to do?
I get the genesis of his call is you got to do something at that position. You can roll the dice with these unproven injury guys, and you think Ayuk is going to come in and be your number one wide receiver straight out of college with the offseason where you can't even get ready?
Listen, the San Francisco 49ers just went to the freaking Super Bowl, all right? They went to the damn Super Bowl, and nobody expected it, all right? They have a – issue at wide receiver. Okay, wide receivers, first of all, the best running team in the NFL, for God's sakes. So, no kidding. Apparently, they need to address the wide receiver position. So, they address the wide receiver position. They address it as aggressively as you can in the draft, full of great wide receivers. So, they think they've got a game changer. Maybe not as a rookie, but they've got a number one. Okay, their best rookie player has an off season injury in which we still don't even know if he's going to miss any games yet.
Oh,
we don't even know it.
Well, Lindsay and me, well, I've never heard
day,
you this positive.
Lynch, Steiny, the other day said
we heard Baldy on the other day. Baldy had the injury. Right. He told you how serious it was. Baldy just
told
us that.
That's Brian.
So why are you just feeling like he's going to be there week one? That's normally not how you think.
Here's
on the side
too.
Of caution.
Tell me what here's you're going to do. Don't complain about it. What do you want to do?
Get here's a receiver, and if it's
How?
Not Antonio Brown, you still need one.
Where? Are they growing on trees? How?
Let me say this real quick before you guys kill each other here on the airwaves. The Jones fracture is serious. I'm taking it serious.
Not to Steiny, it's and, not. Not to Steiny.
Yeah,
not.
Well, here's the thing. Not only Baldy breaking it down as a former
games.
Player, and I get it. He's an offensive lineman. But you look at Sammy Watkins. You look at Julio Jones. Hell, you look at Trent Taylor, who's now coming back. Well, John Lynch the other day basically said, Debo's probably going to miss some games in September. He's probably going to miss some games in September. And if you get off to a bad start, and you got to rely on the rookie receivers. We had this argument all before the draft about rookie wide receivers. We laid out the stats from the last five draft classes about rookie wide receivers. And if you look at the data for all the rookie wide receivers over the last 5 years, it tells you that you really can't count on Brandon Ayuk to be productive in his rookie year. Now, he may buck the trend and ball out, but the data tells you that you can't rely on the rookie receiver. We see it over and over and over again. So,
two things.
You got receivers who are hurt, and I'm not saying sign Antonio Brown, but the receiver room is definitely a concern. It is definitely a concern.
I'm not saying it's not a concern. Right. Who's saying it's not a concern? What are you going to do about it is my question. Like, what are you going to do about it? You can't. What can you do? You can't do anything. You can't do anything about it.
You could go get Antonio Brown. You could call Dez Bryant, but it's not my pay grade to go tell you what
exactly.
to do.
So
you can go find a receiver.
If you haven't thought out all the angles.
What do you mean thought about all the angles? Dude, you go get a receiver. That's, you want me to do the legwork on something I don't get paid for? Don't act like it's against the law for a team that needs a receiver to earn their chicken and go see who's available. And we just gave you two names. Act like I'm came in here and didn't do my term paper. That's above our pay grade. Your team needs a receiver. Go get them. You just got a new paycheck. Earn it. You want me to give you a list of names like that's my job? That ain't my job. You call Antonio Brown. You call Dez Bryant. Throw her two names and anybody after that. But you need help. So don't tell me I didn't think about it. You need a receiver.
Terrell Owens read a 4-4 a couple weeks ago. You go halfway with your thoughts. That makes sense.
Hey, Terrell Owens read a 4-4. You see him race Tyreek Hill in the 40?
Yeah, call T.O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking
change your whole organizational philosophy because Debo Samuel might miss four games. How about this? Do you ever think that Lynch and Shanahan also thought, you know what? We have the best, Baltimore, we have the best running game in the NFC. We just, you know what we did? You know how we addressed the injury to Debo Samuel? We gave Mostert a new contract. That's what we did because we're going to ride his ass because we can run the ball on anybody. That's how we did it in the Super Bowl, right?
Like you ran it against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, we're opening up. I didn't know the first game next year was the Super Bowl. Well, if the first game next year is the Super Bowl, the 49ers are going to be in trouble because they're not going to have Debo Samuel.
Steiny, do the Niners need a receiver? What do you want them to do? Get a receiver. Just admit they need one. That's all I'm asking you.
No, I'm not going to admit they need one until Debo Samuel is missing games.
Wow, man. It'll be too late then, Steiny.
Yeah. It'll be three games into a 17-game season, and you can panic you always do.
Well, I tell you, I'll give you a guy who I would love to see him trade for, knowing about the uncertainty of Debo Samuel, because it's Jones fracture. It's common for players to re-aggravate it if you come back too quickly. I'm telling you right now, Cincinnati's going nowhere. A.J. Green didn't play last year. The guy is healthy. I'd see if Cincinnati wants a third-round pick for A.J. Green. I'm dead damn serious.
We want a first. Actually, we want a first. We want a first and a third. This is the best receiver we've had in 10 years.
Okay, you know what, Steiny? I'm doing it. You know why? Because A.J. Green is going to have me in the Super Bowl hunt again, and that pick is going to be 31, 32, maybe 30, and this team has proven they can find diamonds in the rough in the middle rounds. I do it right now. Bill in San Jose. What's the talk night is here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First off, I think the Lynch signing, it's a good move. I mean, he's going to be in the playoffs. That team's going to be in the playoffs or in the hunt for the playoffs every year for the next 8 years. But I don't think they're going back to the Super Bowl this year, and I'll tell you why. Last year they came back, and they went 9-0. They caught everybody off guard. By the second half of the season, I think they played about 500 ball. And, you know, they made a good run. They lost the Super Bowl. That's fine. Seattle got better. Arizona got better. They both got mobile quarterbacks that are accurate downfield that can extend plays. I don't know. We don't have a proven wide receiver core. Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't care what anybody says, he's still got something to prove. And our secondary got healthy, but did they get better? I don't know. So I don't even – if they make the playoff, I think it's as a wild card. And I think it's a long shot for them to get back to the Super Bowl the next 2 to 3 years. But the draft class has been great. They got guys that they can build around, but to expect them to get back to the ship in the next 2 years, I think that's that can't be expected. That's my take. I'm out.
Thanks, Bill, for the phone call there. A lot of good points there. It's tough to go back to the Super Bowl, especially after you lost it in a stacked NFC. We keep talking about the division itself, the NFC West, Seattle, Arizona. Where are the Rams at? You look at the Saints. You look at the Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. I haven't even brought them up. And their wide receivers and tight ends, and they're a good defense, a very underrated defense. It's going to be tough going back, no doubt about it. Let's go to Willis real quick in Benicia. Willis, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys, talking about everything you guys say every day is about wide receivers. And you're going to say you do not need a wide receiver? Well, you talk about it every day. Is it Dante Pettis? I can't believe Guru actually brought up Dez Bryant. That cracks me up. We can go for, yes, Antonio Brown? Absolutely. And then Steiny, I actually didn't know you're a Cincinnati fan. I felt a little love for Cincinnati there because I'm a Cincy fan.
Yeah, I'm not.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm not.
You want to get wow.
You want you? Hey, you want to get Willis? You want to give AJ Green to the 49ers? What will it take? Since we're talking about wide receiver,
right? Third round pick, Monte? No.
Exactly. God. Thank you.
No,
I can't wait.
That's how we got Joe Burrow. What, are we gonna just send him to the send him to the seas, send him to the fishes? Get out of here,
please.
I wouldn't even play Joe Burrow this year. You set that guy up for failure, Joe Burrow. You want to play him right away?
Elway and Aikman went. Yeah, they learned on the fly. Look how they turned out.
So, here's the other thing: is Lynch and Shanahan have gotten to this point where they got to the Super Bowl. By, you know, through the draft for the most part, they made a nice trade on quarterback.
Trust in the process.
Right.
Not in Emmanuel Sanders.
And yeah, who made it. Exactly. And now you want him to give up. You want him to give up two high draft picks for a wide receiver. Okay. Now here's what I think. Because I believe if you're an organization like the 49ers and you have confidence in your draft picks, maybe Deebo Samuel does miss a few games. But if Deebo Samuel is the player that they think he is and takes another step in year two, then they've got themselves a hell of a wide receiver. They're also sitting on, this is what I mean, they're sitting on this guy Brandon Ayuk, who apparently is one of the top 5 to 6 receivers in one of the best receiver classes of all time. Okay, so you're going to go out and get A.J. Green and bring him on this team and assume a big number, I would assume. Actually, I know it because he's got a big number.
He's just signed a franchise tender.
I'm sorry.
He's
this make, is kind of,
$18 million.
This is kind of what I mean about I would rather – no, I would not even consider doing that because by not doing it, I think you much further guarantee consistency over the next 3 or 4 years.
Now,
rather than, oh my God, we didn't get it done. AJ Green's old, and now we don't have first round picks.
Now, what if Antonio Brown, you can get him for a bag of marbles?
No.
And it wouldn't cost you any draft capital. But why do you, I'm just asking again, just an update.
First of all, one thing Shanahan and Lynch have shown,
on the football
shown
field.
They don't like these guys. All right? There have been players like Antonio Brown they don't go after. It's not really their philosophy. I think we can agree on that. But I don't want him there anyway. Are you kidding me? Bringing Antonio Brown onto a team with a quarterback who you need. You need him next year to take the next step. And now you're going to have Antonio Brown in his ear saying, God, man, I've been open Steiny. 3 of the last 4 I'm just saying.
It is bigger than Antonio Brown. However, Steiny, you opened this up to me, which is why I brought up Antonio Brown earlier this year. Odell Beckham Jr. was a name you said this locker room can now handle. Odell Beckham Jr. gets in this quarterback's ears. He'll go to the media and start singing. He'll start throwing his helmet around.
I think there's another level to Antonio Brown. I really do. I think there's another level to Antonio Brown.
But the reality of getting AB, who's on the street, and OBJ, Bonte, you know what I'm saying, currently with a team, is kind of unrealistic. But OB,
No doubt.
I get you. And Stoney's not by himself. And the Brown, I'm just saying, let's watch this Deebo Samuel injury. And listening to Baldy, Stoney, we could see him come back, give it all he can, and they have to shut him down. Then what are you left with? And we're talking about a division that's gotten better. I don't think you can just say, oh, we're the Niners. We lost our top, our rookie stud who was going to have a big season. And if we're without him, what do we got? And right now you got injured receivers trying to prove they can stay healthy. You got Dante Pettis, who's been inconsistent. Not saying he can't answer the bell, but it's Super Bowl or bust in my mind for the Niners. NFC Championship.
That's high stakes. That's
you got to strike while the iron's hot, man.
No, you don't.
What's ridiculous about that? You were just in the Super Bowl. What's ridiculous about saying we want to go back and right the wrong? What's ridiculous about that?
That's a great goal. It's a great goal. But if it doesn't happen, it's not a failure, and I'm not going to let you say it is.
Yeah, I didn't call anybody a failure. I just
said
that's
did. What is Super Bowl or bust?
You
got to
proceed with urgency. You got those four games. You're kind of nonchalant. Oh, it's only four games. That could be the difference between you winning the division. Man, maybe even making a playoff game if you went 1-3 in those four games.
Let's go to Jason in Oakland real quick. Wants to talk about the Niner wide receiver position as well as the Niners. Jason, what's happening, man? You're on 95.7 The Game.
How you guys doing? I want to speak on Steiny. Steiny, today you're preaching. You're doing your thing today, Steiny, because them guys is tripping talking about.
Thank you.
Dez Bryant, come on, man. You got
it. He asked for it,
man. I don't know what good you were smoking this morning, but, man, I tell you. But I want to say, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Have you guys spoken on the defensive line or offensive line? We got better on our offensive line. Our defense. We got some great linebackers. And when you talk about our wide receivers, you got to think. Deebo was a rookie last season as well, until we got Emmanuel Samuels. And you don't think that Shanahan is going to put together a great offense or running game until we get, you know, we probably get a receiver during the season. But I believe that Shanahan offense is predicated on a run and short passes and a couple long passes. So when you guys are talking about receivers, that's rhetorical right now.
I'm with you, man.
I don't even know how we got on this wide receiver conversation, to be honest with you.
The caller that was mad.
Oh, yeah, roster, that's right. Because he said the first-round picks late in the first round is aluminum picks. Never heard that before, aluminum picks. Real quick, let's get to Manny in San Francisco. Manny in San Francisco wants to talk about John Lynch here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Manny?
Well, what's up, fellas? I'm just glad they got it done, man. I got a name for you for the Niner fans out there complaining, talking about they don't care about John Lynch signing. Trent Baalke, man. You guys remember what that guy did to this franchise, so I'm glad they got that done. I'm tired of hearing about AB, too, man. Mr. Big Chest, Mr. Small Brain, whatever you want to call him, man. We don't need no divas, man. We don't need Stephon Diggs throwing helmets on the sideline. Remember what happened last year in the playoffs against the Vikings. We don't need all these receivers, OBJ. I'd rather go out there and lose with Kendrick Bourne and Dante Pettis, Jalen Hurd, Trent Taylor. I'd rather go out there, man. We're running the ball first anyway, man. So I don't want none of these guys here screaming at Jimmy, telling him, you know, I'm open, give me the ball. You know,
What happens if they start stacking a box on your ass, going 8-9 in the box, and they force you to pass to unproven wide receivers? Can they win in one-on-ones? Can Jalen Hurts or Taylor win one-on-ones?
I think our receivers are just going to get better, man. They're young. KB's young. What's his third or fourth year? I think Pettis, yeah, man, he's inconsistent. I'm not really talking about him. I'm kind of good with him, too. But Trent Taylor, his foot's going to get better. He's back. They're young, you know. They could only go up. I mean, they can't get any worse. So I'd rather roll those guys out every week than get one of these big names. Divas,
DTs,
man,
Diva
tendencies.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing.
Right there.
Here's the other thing. You know what? Here's the other thing. If Deebo Samuel's going to miss three or four games, go get a receiver when you find that out. I mean, why now? Why would you do it now? I mean, you know what? This slop heap of Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant, that slop heap is going to be a slop heap in week one of the NFL season. So go visit the slop heap at that point.
Okay. How about this if I'm Lynch or Shanahan, real quick? Forget the Super Bowl or bust narrative. We all agreed this is a big season for Jimmy Garoppolo. And here I go. If Debo misses time, Steiny, you're putting Brandon Ayuk, and I don't even know who else, Dante Pettis. What weaponry
Kendrick
is Garoppolo
Bourne.
Working with
Kendrick
in a year that's going to go that's very big for
hey,
his career and him remaining with the team? Is he working with when defensive coordinators look on the outside
the
and see Ayuk and who else?
I'm sorry, did George Kittle sign? What happened to George Kittle? I'm sorry. He's still
on the team.
Did they trade him? What happened in the meantime?
You need more than one wide receiver.
George Kittle.
I got you.
George Kittle's a wide receiver.
No big deal. Nothing to see here. I get you. All right.
Dankaroo in San Francisco.
There certainly is not yet anything to see.
Dankaroo in San Francisco real quick here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Dankaroo? Long time no talk.
Dankaroo knows I'm right.
I would like to add another tight end, Delanie Walker. The human Swiss Army knife, because you can put him anywhere, even fullback or the slot, and you can put him out in personnel like a wide receiver, and you don't junk up the team more with more wide receivers because half the fan base like, loves or hates Pettis. But Delanie's the move, and you can keep him, match rate him in, and it'll work for the rest of the season as opposed to reshuffling.
All right, Delanie Walker. Walker.
No,
the Niners
sure.
did. Hey, there was a report that the Niners were interested in Jordan Reed and Delanie Walker.
Keenan Allen. Go get Keenan. He's another one. Keenan Allen.
He's a free agent after the year.
Yeah, whatever player you want. Just bring him in. What the hell?
All right. Man, we got full lines.
Man, I never
here.
Knew Debo Samuels was the next Jerry Rice, you'd think.
Hey, well, Debo, you guys.
He's a stud,
man. Tell you guru about it. Oh, what about Debo?
You're right.
Tell you a long time about
Debo.
Right. That's why I'm concerned, Steiny. This Jones fracture is no joke. I'm worried, Steiny. How you not worried? This guy missed the first four games. Yeah. They go 2-2. It's going to drive me crazy. It will. It's worrisome, man. It's worrisome. That's all. I'm not saying go get AB.
You know what?
But I'm a little concerned about
Debo. I'll tell you what. You know who I'm more worried about? Bosa. Bosa played 19 games last year. He's never played close to 19 games in his entire career in one season. In fact, we didn't even think he was going to play game one. And the biggest issue on Nick Bosa was injury. He played every game last year. Might have been one of the best defensive players in the NFL. I mean, I bet you he's not going to play 19 games next year or 16. I'm more worried about Bosa than Debo Samuel.
Bosa's brother got a nice contract last night. That came out of nowhere, right? I thought he was going to be in a Niner uniform.
Bosa bros, that dream has died. Unless
go Chargers, go.
L.A. to play with the Chargers, so we'll see about that. Hey, Rob, Larry, Robin, stay on hold. We got a quick interview here. We'll get to you guys on the other side as we continue to roll about the 49ers. Training camp has begun. Players have reported to training camp. They're taking their COVID-19 tests, so we'll get back to that coming up. Mark Davis, former Cy Young Award winner, former Giant. He's going to join us coming up next right here on BSNG. Dirty Guru Johnson, Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.